Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, January 2, 2023 is Ikonum. Ikonum, meaning Lady Moon, Uzbek, Oiksanim, is the archaeological site of a Hellenistic city in Tekar province, Afghanistan. The city, whose original name is unknown, was probably founded by an early ruler of the Seleucid Empire and served as a military and economic center for the rulers of the Greco-Bactrian kingdom until its destruction circa 145 BC. Rediscovered in 1961, the ruins of the city were excavated by a French team of archaeologists until the outbreak of conflict in Afghanistan in the late 1970s. The city was probably founded between 300 and 285 BC by an official acting on the orders of Seleucus I Nicator or his son Antiochus Isodor, the first two rulers of the Seleucid dynasty. It was originally thought to have been founded by Alexander the Great, quite possibly as Alexandria Oxiana, but this theory is now considered unlikely. There is a possibility that the site was known to the earlier Achaemenid Empire, who established a small fort nearby. Located at the confluence of the Amudarya, aka Oxus, and Kokhcha rivers, surrounded by well-irrigated farmland, Ikonum itself was divided between a lower town and a 60-meter-high, 200-feet, acropolis. Although not situated on a major trade route, Ikonum controlled access to both mining in the Hindu Kush and strategically important choke points. Extensive fortifications, which were continuously maintained, upgraded, and rebuilt, surrounded the city. Ikonum, which may have initially grown in population because of royal patronage and the presence of a mint in the city, lost some importance through the secession of the Greco-Bactrians under Diodotus I, circa 250 BC. Seleucid construction programs were halted, and the city probably became primarily military in function. It may have been a conflict zone during the invasion of Antiochus III, circa 209, circa 205 BC. Ikonum began to grow once more under Euthydemus I and his successor Demetrius I, who began to assert control over the northwest Indian subcontinent. Many of the present ruins date from the time of Eucratides I, who substantially redeveloped the city and who may have renamed it Eucratidea, after himself. Soon after his death circa 145 BC, the Greco-Bactrian kingdom collapsed. Ikonum was captured by Saka invaders and was generally abandoned, although parts of the city were sporadically occupied until the 2nd century AD. Hellenistic culture in the region would persist longer only in the Indo-Greek kingdoms. While on a hunting trip in 1961, the king of Afghanistan, Muhammad Zahir Shah, rediscovered the city. An archaeological delegation, led by Paul Bernard, subsequently investigated the site. Bernard and his team unearthed the remains of a huge palace in the lower town, along with a large gymnasium, a theater capable of holding 6,000 spectators, an arsenal, and two sanctuaries. Several inscriptions were found, along with coins, artifacts, and ceramics. The onset of the Soviet-Afghan War in the late 1970s halted scholarly progress, and during the following conflicts in Afghanistan, the site was extensively looted. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 042 UTC on Monday, January 2, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Ikonum. This podcast is produced by Abulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abulsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kimberly Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.